שיש מייסקי בתאר שכין השווי ביניהם קהל, ומנה אפילו חמיש השווי בין יסודו, מנה אפילו שלויש וקרקים איש פה איתה אפילו שתיים שלא זה ידביעי השם השאיו והשם איש פה מנה אפילו איכות ממוק השש מי אובוי
and so on. All of those things are wonderful.
have a Dover Sholem. Then, when you have Shisha Ribui, they says a plus. The new thing about, and the Hussar holds apart, why it's important to find us to live to listen to something is,
let's take a dogma. A person
it helps him. That's what makes him, it's my face, a very trustworthy axe, and the axe is made to plow the field, and then after that he's made to pull something that cuts it, and then he's made, and then he threshes it, and then I guess then the winnowing is the wind does, but then the axe is harnessed to the grindstone, and he walks round and round grinding with the grindstone. When that's over, a month later, they take him out to plow the field. Now, you can describe the pe'ulos of the axe as being a cycle. You can't describe them mitzad the axe as being a hashlama, because a hashlama requires a preset tachlis. When the tachlis is flower, doing the final pe'ula is what has the flower is finished. So that's when you have ashlama. When there's no preset tachlis, but it's just sort of a word that goes round and round, then we can call that a cycle. But the word hashlama doesn't really mean anything in that case. When you speak of sevens and tens in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagas, so seven are the poel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing 7 days worth, 6 plus 1. And Shabbos, those are all, seven are the hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Pula, from Chesed downwards. And those happen in cycles. The way the earth goes in a cycle, the way the moon goes in a cycle, and so on and so forth, the Bria is full of cycles. That's all you can say. You can't, there's no special hashlama in the moon circling around the sun, because hashlama of what? You have a cycle, you have a repetitious cycle, but you can't say, oh, the sun finished one orbit, now it's going to do the second orbit. Sun, the moon does one orbit, it's going to do the second orbit. The moon goes, that's it. When you have an atlas in it, that's when you can have shlemus. Seven are the hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world of Maisa. 10 include the tachlis. So 10 includes the three hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are parallel to our that we want. All flower, one flower. So now I want flower. I map out land how to have the flower. I do the work. When I finish work and realize my top is, that's called a shlemus of what I was mashing that. It's cyclical. I don't have on it. That's how this keeps going round and round. Then the completion of cycles not in that shlemus. So the male is the cycles of seven. They don't really, even though there's a kedusha at the end of it and so on. But it doesn't work. The word chaser, you can't say the word chaser on it. Really. Shabbos is on chasa, menucha, but Shabbos is menucha. That implies that the 6 days are not what produced the menucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the last piece I have to put into place. Masha'in came by the Asaras, the counting led up to a klal, and that klal is the matara. That klal Yisrael ayichidim, the matara is to be mitzarif them to a kvutza of 10. So that we have an umah of sorts or whatever it is, and that's where we have 10 from. So I just want to explain, because both of them are cycles that exist, and we talk about both of them, but I want to explain the difference in the two, that 7 doesn't include the meichen, but mainly the word chaser and shalom is not so relevant to it. What is relevant is it's a cycle, like Ramban says, all the cycles in the world go with 7s. Mashaking 10 carries in itself realization of a tachlis, and that tachlis comes out in the bria. Okay, v'zera shehebi raya min alekim nitzav adas keil kloima shetimta shashem unimta me'eda ve'edi asara k'shem eda bo ala klau ve'ein hoi sof ala klau ki afim ato moisib ala klau. You're the reason. In other words, if you take one farmer living in Normandy, that's not France. You reach a certain critical mass, you have a French nation. And more Frenchmen is simply a bigger nation, but it's not another nation, it's not a different nation. So Ada is a klal, and a klal you can't add, because by definition a klal is something which is kolel, it's shalom within itself. Notice, as soon as, let's say I have a car that has a working engine and wheels and a body, then I can add shmonts as they say. I can put a refrigerator inside it, and I can put a reclining seat, and I can put a leather seat, I can put whatever I want. That's all going to be tosefeses to a car, because the klal itself is realized with it. Aber Bastori ist nicht mehr klar, dass ein Kantäusfis. Man kann ja den Mispa, dass auf Limnois der Charis so stehen muss, aber das ist es. Gibt es doch heute Limnois Echot. So, once I start with Echot again, then it's going to be, then basically I don't have a new count. Ikach ein Masara. Ich mache ja alles, wenn ich kann, dass ich mit dem Admatel Eida Ra, jetzt ist schon die Kolle, dass ich heute beklall Eida Ra. Benisharu Asara. Meral then is Mispa Asara. Shreva Eid Moshe Isbaya. Umasha Mispa Shasu Klal Inka Mokum Leharich Kivaya Kisbaya Besamach. So the truth is they go hand in hand, because I mean it's something which explains that is a Mr. Pratim and then it comes to Mr. Kloli. I'm not sure that there's a Tesefes has this so much, because in a certain sense, I mean, it's true within a certain system. Lamashal, if we say a car needs 10 parts, that's because that's how they make a car. You know, it's why a star is like that, and the fact that the Velt understands the reason why 10 became such an important number, because we have 10 fingers, and it's obviously much easier to count, so you can work your fingers. But that's a silly taina, because it's Hakuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria is the 10 fingers. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up our system so that we fit a certain pattern, and the fact that he meant the count was supposed to be a neutral base, and with reference to it's supposed to be a machine I used to just follow, but
Asara represents a system with the Matara, with Meichin, with the Tachas, and so on.
Right.
You know, Asara Mamoris and Asara Machis, it was all coming to Shah Point, and so on, and a minion. But when you get to things like Asara Kavin Shal Znos and Asara Kavin Shal Yofi, like, how do we understand that? You know, where's the Meichin over there? Where's the, what's the Bechinas Asara over there?
I just saw in the Ksava Kabbalah this week, he's talking about the Sheva Averis and the Nekud of Sheva. He says the Lashon of Sheva, and maybe it's a Dovi Yadua, but it comes from the Lashon of Shuv, to return.
Right.
Which is like you're saying.
Who says it? Ksava Kabbalah?
Ksava Kabbalah in this week's setting.
Yeah. It's cyclical. It's seven is cyclical. But I mean, my point is that Afkhana between the cyclical, the pathless of cyclical stam.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Shkoyach.
Take care. Bye.
So.